Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. A tentative deal has been reached between the Writers Guild and Hollywood Studios. If ratified by the union membership, the three-year deal would end one of two strikes that have brought most movie and television productions to a halt. Details of the deal have not been made public. Hollywood actors, meanwhile, remain on strike. A possible government shutdown is now less than a week away as Republicans and Democrats remain unable to reach an agreement on annual government spending bills. The holdup is in the House, where Republicans say they're working on a short-term funding measure that would keep the lights on, but for a very short period. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner spoke with ABC this morning and said Speaker Kevin McCarthy is trying to negotiate with conservative GOP holdouts who are voting against their own party.
The holdouts keep saying to Kevin McCarthy, don't bring bipartisan bills to the floor. We don't want you to use Democrat votes to try to avert a shutdown, but they're using Democrat votes to try to cause a shutdown.
The deadline for new funding is midnight on Saturday. Auto workers in Canada, who are members of the trade union Unifor, have ratified a tentative agreement with Ford Canada. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the union says it will now turn to negotiations with General Motors and Stellantis.
Unifor says the deal with Ford's 5,600 workers comes to 10% in the first year, 2% in the second, and 3% in the third, plus a $10,000 bonus to all employees on the active roll. In addition, there are increases in basic benefits and allowances and pension plans, as well as investments to help transition the company to electric vehicle assembly facilities. Key issues remain a problem in the U.S., where more than 13,000 auto workers are on strike against the big three automakers. Talks with Ford in the U.S. continue through the weekend. Unlike the UAW, Unifor chose one of the three to target with its first negotiation, with hopes to set the tone for deals with the other automakers. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The presidents of Costa Rica and Panama are going to visit the Darien Gap in an effort to call attention to what they call a massive human rights crisis. Increasing numbers of migrants are continuing to try to cross the dangerous stretch of land that connects Colombia and Panama. Maria Martin has more on our story.
In announcing the upcoming joint presidential visit, the foreign ministers of Panama and Costa Rica say their two countries have shown respect for human rights, providing migrants with food and health care and letting them cross their territory if they can afford the transportation. But Panama and Costa Rica say they can't continue to do this without international help. The United Nations says an unprecedented number of migrants, over 300,000 this year alone, have risked their lives trying to cross the treacherous Darien Gap on their journey north, with hopes of eventually reaching the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
And you're listening to NPR News. The Philippines says Chinese vessels have installed a floating barrier to stop Philippine fishing boats from entering a disputed area in the South China Sea. China claims most of the sea, including the Scarborough Shoal. The BBC's Jason Lee reports.
It's the latest in the long-running dispute between China and the Philippines in the contentious South China Sea. Pictures uploaded on social media by the Philippine Coast Guard show the 300-meter-long obstacle floating on sea. The Coast Guard spokesman Jay Tariella said it was preventing Philippine fishermen from working in a lagoon in the Scarborough Shoal. Beijing seized control of the reef in 2012 but allowed the Philippines to fish near the uninhabited shoal when relations improved under the former Philippine president Rodrigo Duterte. But since Ferdinand Marcos Jr. took office last year, tensions have heightened. Philippine fishermen say China typically installs such barriers when they monitor fishing activity in the area.
France is ending its military presence in the West African nation of Niger. French President Emmanuel Macron says France is also pulling its ambassador out of the country after its democratically elected president was deposed in a coup earlier this year. About 1,500 French troops have been in Niger since the July coup. Megan Rapinoe got a triumphant send-off this weekend when the U.S. women's national soccer team beat South Africa 2-0 in Chicago. The 38-year-old team captain was given a framed jersey that represents her 203 games with the U.S. before Sunday's final match. Rapinoe was given a standing ovation when she exited the match in the 54th minute. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.